Okay, hey, I'm happy and pleased to introduce our speaker for tonight, who's going to share some things. And I've known him quite a while. I met him in Spanish Harlem, up in the very end of Broadway in New York City. And he's an exciting person. I came up there with a new Lincoln Town Car. He helped me park it, and then he said, take my picture. I'd like to have a new Lincoln Town Car sometime, and then he went and did it. So he came to this country not knowing anybody in New York City. He got into the business in New York City, built a diamond, and then wanted to move out of the hustle and bustle with his family, has a beautiful home in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I just spent, Pat and I just spent the weekend with him with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, excited people in his group at the Newark Airport DoubleTree there. It's a beautiful hotel, and they had a great weekend seminar last weekend, and we got to meet so many of his people, and many of the leaders are from the new place he lives too, Reading, Pennsylvania. So my wife said, Pat said, have Pablo just tell his story, tell how he, what he thinks about it. He must have a good attitude about sponsoring people. And so Pablo, my friend, I'd like you to, Mamana, I'd like you to share in English, if you'd be so kind, some of the things you've learned along the way of building this business, please. Okay, Pablo.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I don't know if I can do it in English. I'm going to try my best. Rapolayai for my bad English. I came to United States, didn't speak any English at all. And I'm trying to learn because in United States, you have to speak a little bit English. Not too much, just a little bit. You don't need to speak too much English or too much Spanish if you want to sponsor people. The only thing that you need is to have the dream and believe in yourself that you can do it. If you believe in yourself, you're going to find another people who are going to follow you. No matter if you have an accent or speak fluent Spanish or fluent English, that doesn't mean nothing. The most important thing is have the right attitude and believe in yourself. As Jon said, I came to the United States in 1991. I get into the business in 1992. 1 year after being in the United States, I didn't speak any English at that time, and nothing at all. But I start to show the plan every night, two, three times every night. I started in 1991 and show the plan in New York, which I know nobody. I didn't know no one when I came to the United States. And I didn't have nobody. I came with $120 in my pocket to the JFK airport. That I didn't know where I'm going. I don't know nobody. Nobody was waiting for me in the airport. So the next day, I spent the $120 and I don't have money. So I had to wait. I had to be in the car, abandoned car, for 2 weeks. Had nothing, not food, not place to get take a shower, nothing, not phone, nothing at all. So I came to United States with nothing, but I have a big dream, and that's the most important thing that I had with me. I was living in the abandoned car with a dream that someday I'm gonna be somebody. That someday I can make the difference. Like someday I can be proud of my family. You know, and I was sleeping in that abandoned car, knowing that I was somebody. Everybody thinking that I was a boneless person. But myself, I was believing that I was somebody, that I'm going to do something good. And you know what? 3 years after that, I hit the Emerald label in the Amway business. And 5 years from that, I was on diamond level, making over $150,000 to $200,000 a year. More than so many people who speak really well English, being in United States forever, and they don't make that kind of money with this business. What was the difference? The difference was that I believe in myself, that I have a strong dream, and I get in contact with people. I get excited. I get motivated, and I go out every night, showing the business plan. Other people was in the business before me, but they don't was doing that particular thing. They don't show so many times the plan. They don't get in contact with people. They don't believe in themselves. They can do something like that. So I'm being free since 1995 to today. I'm being free. I didn't work for nobody. Then I bring my wife. I bring my family from Santo Domingo, and we have really good life. My wife never worked for nobody in the United States. The only thing that she's been doing is help me, being with me, treat me as a king. And that's all she does, because I decided to build this business. What I can tell you tonight, so I don't speak so well, but I show the plan. I show the business plan. I know how to show the business plan. If you know how to show the business plan and you don't show the plan, you don't want to build this business. No matter how beautiful you are, how handsome you are, how good you speak, if you don't do it, nothing is going to come out. The only thing is going to come out something if you put the action. And that's what John say, hey, you should do something different, because he built the business in New York. Nobody know him in New York, and he built the business to the diamond level. Then he moved to Reading, Pennsylvania. Right now, I have a 15-year living in Reading, Pennsylvania. I built in the business in Pennsylvania. And I have a strong organization growing with young people. A lot of people, the older one in Reading right now is 35 years, all of them between 18 to 35. And now is the time that we're going to build a strong business. Young and Pat, I can tell you, my friend, my sponsor, my family, I can tell you, now you're going to hear, I'm just going to hear a lot of things about Pablo and Carmen Zavala. Because now, my think it is, when I sponsor someone who has 18 years old, if he understands the business, I put in my business an extra 40, 50 years more. Why? Because if this guy has 18 years and do like I did, I find somebody who get commitment with the business, he's going to be at least 60 years. So if he stay in the business and you sponsor someone who's 18 years old, when he reach 55, it's 40 years or 30-something years. When he hit 60 years age, it's close to 42 years in the business. So you put years in your business when you sponsor people young. So I get concentrated on those people. And those people, those young people, is the one who know the technology. They can do faster than what I'm doing. So what I do for contact people, just telling them, hey, you have a dream? I have something that can help you achieve whatever is your dream. If you have a dream, we have the tool to guide you, to put you doing that dream, go fast. You know, if you don't have the tool, maybe you're going to stay an extra 20, 25 years working for somebody else, and you don't going to make your dream come true. But if you listen what I got, come to the meeting, listen what I have, and I'm going to help you to go fast with your dream. So I believe, I have a really strong belief that now we're going to build a lot of diamonds right here in the Pennsylvania area. I'm get and concentrate on that, and I get my people together, and I tell them, hey, guy, let's get another one. Let's get another one. Let's get another one, and let's get another one who want to have their dream come true. That's the main thing that I've been doing right now, John, and I can tell you, hey, I would like to hear a lot from the international connection. Many people don't know the kind of leader that you have. You have the best leader in Amway. To me, John and Pat are one of the best leaders I ever met, and I'm proud to be in their organization. I'm proud to be part of the international connection. I'm proud to be with people who have knowledge, honesty, and able to work every day to help you to achieve your dream. So I'm feel like I have my good friend, John and Pat, who helping me all the time. So we've been together for close to, 25, 30 years. They know me so well, but I know them. And I'm happy to find people like John and Pat in my life. I'm really happy because I remember when I was planning to buy my house right here. My first house, it was in New York. Before I bought my house, I called my sponsor or my upline, Ron Shure. He came to my house and he blessed my house. And he said, hey, Pablo, that's your house. Get it. Then when I bought a one in Pennsylvania, before I bought the house, I said, well, I have to have someone who has the knowledge who can tell me if I'm making the right decision or not. So I bring John and Pat Bond to my house, and they bless my house too. So my boss house that I've been living many times has been blessed by my friend, my partner, my guy, the person who inspired me. And that's why I'm been having really good time in my house. He beat me playing pool, but next time I thought that I can play better. And I can beat John Bond in the pool. So we have a really nice family today. My old daughter been building the business too. Is one of the younger people. I mean, is one of the old people in my group right now, because she's right now 32 years. So, but she also built the business, and I'm really blessed to see my family with me doing the business for that long. And now they're building also the business, and I feel proud to be in the business. It's a family business, you know. And every day I praise God to give me more energy, to give me more excitement, to give me more motivation, to be helping people to get motivated. Because not many people have motivation. The motivation of the people is, the regular people have no motivation to build something for the rest of their life. Something they can build now and pass on generation through generation through generation. We can see that in this business. That's what I can tell you. Get a commitment yourself. Believe in yourself. Get it. Strong. Don't listen to the people who told you cannot do it. Listen to those people who told you, hey, you can do it. You can do it. I'm with you. I'm going to be here to help you. So John and Pat is people who have all the knowledge. They don't need to be in this business no more. They have plenty of money. They don't need money. They need inspiration. So with you, example, if you grow, you help them to keep in the business. So we have wonderful weekend here. It was fantastic weekend. My people get really motivated. I can invite anyone who speaks Spanish, which is my language, that I can help you. If you need me for anything, just ask John, and you are welcome to the Spanish community. We're here to help you. Okay, so have a wonderful day, and I hope that you start to do an excuse. Anything that you say, when you listen to my history, you will figure it out. If Pablo been doing this business in the United States, you can do it too. And that's what I can tell you. Hey, any excuse, if you put it as an excuse, this business is for you and you can do it. I hope that we can be together in Achievers. Every year we get together in Achievers and have fun. I hope that you enjoy us in the next Achievers. See you soon. Take care. And I see you on the top. Bye now.
Wow, Pablo. Thank you for sharing. I didn't know you spent that long in the car, but you must have had somebody. You're talking about the help that you get from your upline, and you were your own upline there, starting in New York. But but what I enjoyed in your beautiful home is beating you playing pool on your pool table. That's what I enjoyed. That's one step better.
Next time I'm practicing. Next time I promise to you that I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, no, I don't want you. I want you to keep sharing the plan with people, and so that'll give me a chance to beat you in pool again. But the beauty
of the business, John, sometimes we have to have a fun.
Yes.
And after absolutely. You show the plan, it's good to get home and have something to relax you to.
Yeah.
Too.
And you have fun even when you're showing the plan. And there are some people I met this weekend that, you were nice enough to offer your Spanish call for some of our people who are Spanish, and I appreciate that. And so we can share that information with them at a later date. But also I met, like, Rocky Diaz's niece was there, and Rocky told me, and you sponsor him, but of course, but he said his niece, she thinks in English. And I met this young gal, and her name was Patty. And so she's going to be calling in on our Sunday calls and listening in, and I'm so pleased. She has the nicest smile.
I got another young guy. His name is Gustavo Perez Jr., and his brother Daniel Perez, and also sponsored another girl, Jessica. They think in English. They're born here, you know.
Yeah.
They can speak Spanish, but they thinking in English. It's like me right now. I'm thinking in Spanish and speaking English.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. But I'm thinking in Spanish. Most of the time, thinking in Spanish, you have to do the translation.
Yeah.
You, I heard something in Spanish more clear, more easy to understand for me.
Yeah.
Then that happened to them.
I appreciate you offering your help for some of our Spanish-speaking people, and there are plenty of them in the United States, and they're fun people. So we're looking forward to the future here, and I thank you for the time you spent sharing some ideas with people. I hope it inspired people and made them think that gave them some ideas of what they could do. So I'm looking forward to the fun in the future here with you, Pablo, and thank you very much tonight for
you know you are my hero. You are my hero. Someday I would like to be like you.
I wanted to tell your story. I thought your story was better than my story, but you had me tell the story. But I was always in good shape because you have a wonderful translator, one of your platinums, William Carminati. And he is my translator. I finally called him my interpreter because it took me a while. He translated for us once before when we were talking, and from English to Spanish. And he's a good thinker because not only can he think in both languages, but he evaluates what I say, and then he translates and interprets, and he says what he thinks I should have said. And I caught him a couple of times improving my comments, and so we had a lot of fun with that. So if you can, it's one thing to have a translator, but if you can have a translator and interpreter that can improve your message, then you're really going strong. And William does that for Pat and I, or for me anyway. So anyway, we had a fun time, Pablo, and I want to thank you for what you're doing, and God bless you, you and your wonderful family and all your friends. Your people have a lot of spirit. They dress sharp. They have big smiles in their faces, a lot of enthusiasm, and a lot of youthful energy and stuff. And so it's a pleasure to know y'all, and I'm glad that Ron Schultz was the one that brought us together to start our friendship many years ago. Okay, well, hey, I thank you. I'll let you go. I know you're snowed in Reading. We just dodged the snowstorm for our 2 weekends. So, but again, thank you, Pablo, and we'll sign off for tonight, okay?
Okay, John. I want to let the people in International Connection know that I belong to the International Connection, and I'm going to be an International Connection forever. I'm proud to be in that organization. I belong to you guys. Even when you don't see me in the event, I'm there. I belong to. That's what I grow in International Connection. So I'm growing in Spanish, and we do our meeting in Spanish, but I belong to International Connection, and I'm proud to be.
Okay. Well, your smile qualifies you to be part of us for sure. Okay, Pablo. God bless.
Thank you
for sharing. Okay. Good night.